This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. American newspapers are dealing with dwindling revenues by sending work overseas. And the headline on that otherwise common practice, the jobs going overseas aren't just answering calls. They include ad production, editing, and even a bit of writing. The venerable newspaper group McClatchy announced it's cutting 10% of its workforce. And while it won't say how many of those jobs will be outsourced, some of the newspapers that are with McClatchy are already sending work to India. Major papers like the San Jose Mercury News, the Tampa Tribune, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune turn to companies like Express KCS for outsourcing. The CEO of that company is Robert Barclay. Hello. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Now, I understand that you have about 450 employees in your office outside New Delhi, and you call them operators. It's a term often used to describe call center workers, but are they educated? Do they have a journalism background?
No, in fact, most of these 450 that you're talking about are people who are really working on the design and creative side for newspapers, producing designs for advertisements. This is a job that for over 150, 200 years has been done in-house, but in fact now can be done by companies such as our own offshore in India.
Now, if someone's creating an ad in New Delhi for a paper local to, say, the Miami Herald, and I know you have a contract with the Miami Herald, does it matter that they will never have seen Miami?
No, it's really not an issue for us. It's about training and the transition process. So we can spend 4 to 6 months training our staff to understand the local and cultural norms that not only include the way an ad should look, but also include things like what's a leprechaun and what colors do we use on Valentine's Day. These are all things that need to be taught.
How much, besides advertising and other areas of copywriting, how much are you outsourcing writing?
We are doing a degree of that. We have magazine clients in the UK, for example, for whom we do that. We have newspapers in North America that are trialing that.
You know, though I wonder if you think there are limits on that. For instance, last year, a news website, PasadenaNow.com, came under a fair amount of ridicule when it hired Indian reporters in India to cover government meetings in Pasadena.
I'm aware that they came in for quite a lot of flack, which I think was very unfortunate. What James McPherson was trying to do...
And James McPherson, CEO of Pasadena Now.
Yes. What James McPherson was trying to do there was, in Pasadena, provide all-round coverage of what's going on in Pasadena, which included things that he simply couldn't have afforded to cover before. By reaching out to India, and I think he did this via Craigslist, he was actually able to bring something to his readers that he simply could not have done before.
Well, where do you see that trend going?
You're not talking about outsourcing things like photography, opinion, insight, perspective, creation of copy that needs people walking around City Hall, that needs people on the streets. But the distance between where they are and writing that copy and the reader receiving that copy and reading the story could happen anywhere in this electronic age.
Now, newspaper employees in different cities and areas around America, probably like any other kind of worker, won't be looking terribly kindly on the trend of outsourcing work to India. No. But presumably you think it's a good thing for the U.S. newspaper industry as a whole.
It's no secret that American newspapers are suffering from the double whammy of a downturn generally in the economy and a change in the mix of advertising. To look at it bluntly, as one of my guys in India said recently, if newspapers don't cut staff, they will lose all their staff.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Renee, thank you very much for your time.
Robert Barclay is CEO of Express KCS. And that's a company that outsources newspaper work to India.